Also, Coach McCaffrey was talking about how the film review that you guys had was a little longer than usual. Just from your perspective, having to sit through that meeting, what was that like?
Obviously a lot of mistakes was corrected. The score of the game tells you that we wasn't doing a couple of things right. What was interesting was that we was actually pretty close in the first half. Really played them even in the first half. You know, I never really been in a game where it was kind of, you know, two extremes like that. So we were sticking with them, and there was good stuff in it, but it was just a lot of stuff that needed to be addressed, and it wasn't so much technicalities as just showing us where our effort was lacking, and just if you don't play hard with intensity, how you can't win, especially on a road against the number two team in the country.
How are your ankles, both ankles, I guess,
now? I've been doing pretty good. You know what I mean? Obviously, I've injured them a couple times, but I've been rehabbing them, and, you know, you got to play through injuries, and that's what it is. So I'm not letting it hold me back. I've been practicing pretty well. I've been practicing today. That's the only way to get strong is if you push it. And, you know, it's a little bit of discomfort, but no big deal, really.
Is there a sense of urgency to not only play well but to win, or is that too extreme right now this early in the season?
Honestly, you should feel like that every game because, you know, at the end of the year, our win total is just so important. We learned that last year, you know, a couple more wins and it could have been a different outcome. Each game could swing you a different way. So, and we're just in such a good conference that, you know, you never really have time to look back on what you missed because you have a great opportunity the next game. So, really, that's every game. It's no particular game you should feel, you know, more, especially in conference. Every team is just really good, you know, 1 through 12 or how many teams in the conference. So,
is it a question of mental toughness once they got on a run that you couldn't slow them down defensively?
Yeah, obviously that was mental toughness and not being in our stance and locking in defensively. And, you know, then we let it get out of hand when we had the game. You know, we had the upper hand on them for a while. And then that just quick burst at the end of the half, which was tough, which, you know, you can't be disappointed in that. Coach wasn't really, really mad that we gave up the burst. He just didn't like that we didn't respond to the burst and, you know, that we didn't manage it. You know, teams go on runs. They're the number two team. He understands they're going to go on runs. But do we have to give up 11? It could have been 7. Could have been 9. Somebody could have, you know, slowed us down, settled us down, let us get a stop. And, you know, he's, you know, the way we want to be beat is if somebody's going to beat you, you know, make them work for it. And it was kind of just some lapses. They just made it too easy for that good of a team. And that's what he addressed.
So he was more upset with your guys' effort than anything, not performance or execution. It's more of an effort thing.
That ties into the effort thing, but it was just that, you know, like I said, he doesn't expect us to blow them out by 50 points. I mean, that would be nice, but he knows they're the number two team. So he wasn't yelling at us that stuff was happening, but just how long do you let stuff happen? How do you manage the game? And the fact that we were good enough to compete with them, we were good enough to win that game. And he wanted us to understand that. Like, that's why he was disappointed, because we didn't play to the, really what I'm saying, if we would have lost and played to the best of our ability, he can understand that. But he thought we played far from the best of our ability. And, you know, we let a team get a win, and we didn't put up enough of a fight.
Last year, you guys on a Tuesday went up to East Lansing, got beat by 34, and it really was 45 points at some point in the second half. But you guys were able to put that behind you and focus, mm-hmm. and you beat Michigan by 16. What do you recall about the preparation and the mental differences that you guys had in that week? So you're able to get bombed the way you did, but then come back and beat a good team.
I just think we played more like a team in them two games. You know, everybody kind of got on their own island because it just got, you know, out of hand kind of. Even that game, you know, if people remember, I think it was still pretty close up to the 8-minute mark or maybe the 4-minute mark, and then they had a burst. Mm-hmm. And it's like when teams have a burst, that's when you have to come together as a team. And we kind of always on our own island, and it's hard to, you know, do that stuff by yourself. And when you're thinking in that concept instead of banding together and putting in a concerted effort. So I think against Michigan, it was just a great day for everybody. I think Aaron White played well, and I know Devin play well. You know, I'm not sure off the top of my head the exact stats. I'm sure Matt had a good defensive day on Hardaway. Right. So, you know, it was a couple of things that tied into that. So I think all of that played a part, and just the approach to the games, you know, that's just, it's just simple. If you approach the game one way, you're going to get a better result. And
You guys didn't let it linger. I mean, sometimes a loss like that can turn into a loss down the road.
I mean, we couldn't, because Michigan was, not to cut you off, my fault, but I mean, Michigan State was ranked, but then we had Michigan, and they was 13th in the country, so you can't really let it linger. I've learned that since I've been as a freshman. Like, no matter what happens, somebody in the next game is going to have a pro prospect, is going to be ranked, is going to have a great coach, is going to have great players. It's always a challenge, so you really, you know, I mean, you can't get down on it because the conference, that's what it is. That's what we signed up for. So,
what would you say Michigan State has done well against you guys in the past, and what do you feel you have to be able to negate from them Thursday night?
I think they've been more physical than us, and they've just out-toughed us in some aspects. And the wins, I know they're one of the most physical teams I've played since I've been in college, just the way they play. So I think that's what it's been. They've just been physical, and they've imposed their playing style on us. And the time we did beat them, we made them play our game, and, you know, we was tough, and we competed with them. So I think going into the game, you're going to know you're going to have to battle them to the death, because that's just how Michigan State is. You have to respect that about them. No matter what, they're going to play extremely hard. They're going to crash the boards. They're going to pound the ball inside. And, you know, no matter who's playing, they all fit that identity, 1 through 12. The point guards are tough, the big men. So, and I think we have that potential, too. So we just have to meet the challenge and do what Coach McCaffrey asks us to do. And, you know, they prepare us really well. So I think it's our job to, you know, use what the coaches do and all the work they put in to us and all the work we put in for ourselves. I think it's just time to go out and execute it. But I think that's definitely, you know, what I think of immediately is this is going to be basically a war. It's going to be a battle because, you know, that's just how they play.